Sunday morning. Glad to be alive. Oh, we can turn that up. Car's operating pretty good. I'm on my way to work. Get things pulled together. Talk listening to this morning talks about kind of an Alva the Younger turnaround that somebody had, young fella. A witness of Christ's ability to take something that needed a lot of work. Still, we all need work, come on. About my saint of the day. Taking a heck of a road. Tried some stuff. You can look at it as a bunch of failure, but you don't want to, because it's just learning about ourselves and what we can do. Got hired as the manager of one of those great American cookie companies. And, boy, it seemed like everything just fell apart on her. She was working hard. She was putting in the time, and she was putting in the effort. It was, I could tell it was ripping her apart. So I hope I didn't give her a hard time at all about the fact that she was just like, I can't do this anymore. And it's like, okay. How many times have I done work, even just for a short period of time? So I'm sure that she did that, and I didn't look good, you know. And thank you. who turned against a lot of things that could have helped her. Family, Jesus Christ, God itself. Now, we're not all here to free you from decisions that you've made, things you've gotten yourself into. At least not specifically. Job, I think, of in spite of all those troubles, she found a good circumstance for herself. Like I've always said, the camp hell opportunity, it was a wonderful one. Because I think we had talked a few times at least about finding work and some kind of circumstance where she could take advantage of her art. She has, that's one of her really great talents. And I was really heartened. I keep up with Camp Hill sometimes because it says something, it mentions things that are happening. Sheena had her birthday not too long ago, a couple of weeks ago, a few weeks ago, and they always do a thing for your birthday. And, it really looked like Shayna's really a creative sort, and she's funny. And I don't know if a little blurb about her she wrote or somebody else wrote about her, but it had that kind of funny thing that Shayna does. And it was fun to read. And it talked about her sharing her art, and I'm so glad, because Shayna wouldn't say a darn word about it. So it must have been, I don't know, it must have been written by somebody there that knew her and liked her. Which is always what you need, somebody who's there that likes you. I always liked Shayna, but she was always pulling these stunts. And, boy, let me tell you, nothing my wife hates worse than a liar and a deceiver. And Shayna had problems that way. I don't think she ever thought enough about what she did and herself. I can't say a ton. I'm really self-evasive too. But why are we slowing down? Anyway, so there was some tendency to have, and well, I'm glad. Apparently, she's been doing this for about 6 years, and I'm looking back, and it's like, yep, that sounds about right, and. She's found a place where she can do her stuff. I'm grateful for that. She's having some real troubles at home, and she was not making her mother happy at all. And trying to tell her stories. That weren't true. Boy, that just gets to Lisa so bad, and it does. And I said, I can't, you know. Can't blame Lisa. She can be an incredibly tough woman when it comes to these things. My advice was, hey, come clean. Even if it doesn't make you look very good. I've had to do it a few times. And it was rough, you know. I lost a few jobs over. Oh, mostly job opportunities. I don't think I've lost a job over it because it took me a little while to learn to be really honest on job resumes. I don't think anybody tells you to lie on your resume, but they do say, you know, well, hey, look, here's something that you did. Let's doll it up a little bit. And I've gotten into the habit of not doing that. People have told me, well, you know, if you wouldn't have had a better resume, you would have gotten that job. And you go, well, it would have been a job that people would have expected, something that I really didn't do, you know. Sometimes you kind of make it sound like you were a key player in a project or an effort when you really weren't much of a key player. You just contributed to it. And you needed to go ahead and just frame it that way. Frame things honestly. And it's tough when, you know, it's tough. You're hoping for better things. Now, better things happened as I really did do bigger things. They came back, and here I am at the place I'm at, and when I got interviewed, you know, the biggest thing was, hey, what were you tell us about, like containers? And you go, all I can say was I worked in an area that used containers. I got somewhat familiar with them. I'm not even saying I'm any good at them. Says, but yeah, do I manage them? Yeah, sure. And, I was a big part of leading projects. Now, when they say, did you lead people? And you go, not really. And so they would say, that's really what we're after. Kind of a person that project leads with teams. And you go, no, I didn't have a team. It was just me. I did a lot of stuff. And I made a lot of stuff happen. But it was me. It was just me managing myself. honestly. And so, yeah, do I get those kind of jobs? No. And you go, okay. And I was going for my PMP, the project management professional. I was starting to. You have to go and you have to put in your thing of saying, here's the project that, you know, here's your project. And I never heard back from them. So there's that. I thought I could probably get that certification with some effort. But at the end of the day, it isn't really about... It isn't really about what you can do. It's about your management skills. To be honest, I'm really at the autumn of my thing. I was a chief information officer in place, for Pete's sakes. There's a lot of just junk I want to get involved with. Well, anyway, it doesn't matter. We all do things, and then we decide that we don't really, you know. Like, I don't want to do this. I'm just a technician, guys. And really, not much of one of those either, honestly. Can I get the stuff done? Yeah. Can I make it work? Yeah. Do I want to be a guy that sits around the office it doesn't really sit around the office. So I want to be the guy that does a whole lot handles a lot of the process. I was doing it. But even Lisa was saying, you're really stressed out. You go, yeah. Lisa lets me know when I'm getting hard to live with. And so it was time to resign. The job was getting weird. And it was really... It was really needing somebody else. And the guy who they needed was right there. Larry Wickham. You know? And I certainly said, hey, you guys need to get Larry Wickham back. Number one, he built all this stuff. He did a great job. It was a great. I think it turned out really good from my standpoint. I'm not unhappy. I've got a good situation. I've got a good circumstance. Forward to retirement? Absolutely. It's coming. It's some point, actually qualified, I qualified to get my pension at 58. It's 2 years off. And, anyway, well, you know what? I can probably slip in here. If this gate's open, is it open? Anyway, 6 o'clock, so I'll be at work for a while, till almost 5. So I'm really glad, really hopeful that Shayna's circumstance continues to go well. They're saying good things about her, which makes me feel pretty good. Anyway, I'm waiting here at the gate. I don't know if they've really got it quite open yet. Anyway, so, yeah, you know, do I hope she decides to turn back to Christ and to God? Yeah, I do. And she's going to have to do quite a bit to make her mom feel decent about it. So, that's tough, let me tell you, it's tough. Did you disappoint Lisa? Ooh, you've got quite a row to hoe to get her to really get past what I guess Lisa feels like is a betrayal. And you go, you know, this is can't credit her for not feeling that way. So, anyway. Whew. We're gonna figure stuff out. Good morning. Thank you. Unless you checked my card reader, which is great. And it seems like it was okay for her. It looked good. That's great at the gate. Usually they just take a look at your car since you drive on. It's a Wednesday, so I tend to sleep in on Wednesday because Tuesday's a pretty long day. You know, I put in the 10 hours and then I go to the temple and then drive home and stuff like that. So, that's a pretty nice morning. It gets up into the triple digits, so it's gonna be hot. At 6 right now, I usually hit the place sometime between 5 and 6. It's a little bit late, so I'll probably be at work until almost 4:30 today. I need to get to bed pretty early because I want to wake up early so I can go home, go see my honey buddy Elte, and 'cause she is. I've learned with my wonderful Lisa love that if you work to meet her expectations, it's worth it. It's worth it to me, I tell you. Oh. Oops. There we go. Oh. Almost went on a red light. Tricky thing to do. Anyway, so... yeah, my prayer this morning was about the kids. I don't know if I usually pray more for Caleb and Sam, the ones who are right there in my vision, in my face. And this morning I was thinking about Shayna and saying, you know what? Wouldn't it be wonderful if she started trying to change her life. And I'm sure she has changed for the better, but charity sure helps. My biggest thing is, at least with my kids, and whatever we're calling autism, which I think is just kind of a catch-all, but that was a red light. I didn't go through it. I stopped, but I looked both ways. I treat it like a stop sign. And there was nobody coming. So I was like, okay, I went through it. I'm sure I'm going to someday get a... if they ever decide to put a camera up on that particular intersection, I'm sure I'll get a ticket. Troubles. I really need to get to a point where I'm not really driving much. Lisa much more prefers to drive. She prefers her driving to anybody else's. And she kind of puts up with mine. And her kids, she's not a real fan of her kids driving. At least the boys. Anyway, so there's that. Well, let me tell you, Matthew, it's interesting, you know, Well, anyway, time's up. Gotta go.
Ugh.